Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you for this powerful seed that you have released into the kingdom. Can I tell you that this seed is going to cause you to come into a season of new possibilities? Can I tell you that this seed is going to cause you to come into a time of even greater respect and new resources, but also more safety, but also more satisfaction? You remember that, because God says your step of faith has prepared you and propelled you into a new degree of strength. I see answers coming. I see wisdom. I see success. I see surprises. I even see support coming your way. The Lord says unto thee that this is your hour and this is your season, for he's pulling and putting the pieces together. For the Lord says that he's laying the firm foundation for thee. For you shall not lose, but you shall win. For I surround thee as you surrender unto me, and I will cause you to come into a season of new opportunities. Now, the Spirit says, as you're preparing yourself to move forward into the month of October, it seems like in early October, the Spirit of the Lord is going to encourage you to fight back and stand your ground. And with this, you're going to be able to create a spot of opportunities for growth. You'll also begin to see that the Spirit of the Lord shall move upon thee in an unusual way. And I heard the Lord say, even from October till December, changes that you've been going through all year, and though they have had a ripple of effects on some important relationships, important people in your life, but I'm hearing the Lord says some things are coming to an end and to a closure. And you're going to find that you're going to break away from some old things. You're going to break away from some old beliefs, old emotions, old relationships, patterns, in order to begin to embrace the new. For the Lord says that you're going to be striving and moving forward. Now, between now and December, into December, the Lord says it's going to be important that you don't move in low self-esteem, that you're not seeking others' approval, which would only mold you into what they want you to be, mold yourself into something that is not of me, molding yourself to what you think others want you to be and to behave. So the Lord says, be not afraid to shine. Be not afraid to stand and be all that I have called thee to be. Now let's talk some more about the month of October as you're preparing for the month of October. Around the 8th of October is going to be a very powerful time, and yet you're going to be quite courageous. And the Lord says unto thee, do not hold back or apologize for what you know is right for yourself. Also, you're going to have a real chance to show your peers and those in high places what you can do. But God says, don't act with a pleasing eye in mind, but please yourself first and know that everything else will fall into its proper place. In November, the Lord says, speak the truth. Speak the powerful truth that he's placed deep down inside of thee. I do feel around November the 6th, someone else may not agree with your perspective, but you can agree to disagree, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Just don't abandon your own point of view. Around the 10th, the Lord says, press forward with your goals and believe in yourself. On the 12th, seems like work with someone else that can make the best of the collaboration or partnership, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Work in teamwork. Well, I want you to listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Sophia. I just heard the word of the Lord for you not to get involved with other people's going on, you know, issues and problems and things of that nature, because it wears on you so much, so heavily. God says to put more attention on the direction of your own life. God says when you do that, then you will be able to pass through things in a much more relaxed manner. But right now, it's just a bunch of confusion because everybody's, I want to say complaining, but like tugging at you and dropping things in your lap, and you're trying to help them solve their problems, and you're losing sight of what you're supposed to be doing. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sophia. I just hear God saying that he's developing you. God says continue with the consistency that you are showing and displaying. People are watching you and noticing you. God says you're going to begin to be elevated in the right time and the right season. This is the time of preparation. And God says he's presenting opportunities for you to begin to speak out and to speak up. You're going to begin to see yourself in a new light, a new dimension, in a new way, God says. It's like you're going to keep the things that God wants you to keep close to you, and you're going to put aside those things that may irritate or frustrate you. You're going to put it to the side. And I see God touching the family. He's touching your mind, and he's bringing forth correction and healing. And God says sweet peace and sweet release, a divine release, is your portion in this season. And as you do that, as you release, the increase will come forth. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Sophia. I hear the word of the Lord saying lights, camera, action. Father God says you're in a season of recognition. And I hear Father God saying, pay attention to details. For Father God says it's in the details that's going to receive the blessing in this season. And I hear Father God saying, justice. Whatever this is, Father God says you're coming into a season of justice and you're entering into a new level of prosperity. And I hear Father God saying, prophetess, prophetess Sophia, come forth. And that is the word of the Lord.
Sister Sophia, thank you for the seed of $49. I'll be getting you out your information concerning the areas of faith. No woman of God, that the Lord says unto thee that this is an hour, this is a season, where you're going to see new doors and new opportunities opening up for thee. This seed of $49 is going to be really begin to work also in a housing situation for you as well. As you move in faith, you're going to see that your desires are going to begin to come to the forefront, and you're going to see the things that you've been trusting God for begin to just materialize for you. For the Lord says, I raise thee up. I see another opportunity concerning work opening up for thee, something else that is going to bless you, because I see more money, but also more responsibility coming into your hands. The Lord says, smile, 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 and you're going to see that life is going to meet you with a great big smile, for life shall favor thee. Thank you, Sister Sophia, for your miracle seed. God bless.